praise his name. Let's stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Precious Lord Jesus, oh, what a privilege. Father, that we can rise and have a desire in our hearts to serve you. Lord, it's so rare in this day. And Father, I'm so thankful that you placed a part of you inside, Lord, that gives us that desire and that pull, that hunger. Lord, feed us tonight, I ask. Father, every phase of the service, Lord, may you just get the glory and honor and praise. And Father, we ask all this and present it to you in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Truly happy to be out tonight.
Yes, amen.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Amen. Turn with me on Arnley Blee Books. I'd like to start on page 16. Amen. Cleanse me, Lord. Amen. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know His grace that he reaches down and puts that desire in your heart.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Put a desire in our hearts. Grace that he lets you repent. Grace that he guides you to his word. Grace that he reveals it to you. And then he walks with you every step. Oh, I love him so.
Thank you, dear Lord.
Precious Jesus. Page 44, same little book. He leads us along. Saints, he'll never leave us or forsake us.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season. On the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children home. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for being with me.
Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Those sorrows befall us and Satan opposes, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads.
Oh, hallelujah. Always there. Hallelujah.
Oh, some through the fire, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love the serving, saints. Hallelujah. So precious. Amen, Brother Hamilton. Would you come up? It all to be his child.
It's worth it all to be his child, to serve him through each last long mile. It's worth it all to feel his power.
Something on your heart you'd like to take before him. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Precious, precious Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Oh God, how we, Lord, are just in awe of your grace and your mercy.
Yes.
Lord, it seems that in my life, Lord, the lower I fall, the greater the revelation, Lord, that you pick me up. I love you and adore you. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Your promises never fail. Lord, from healing us, Lord, through your stripes, to saving us by your blood. Lord, it's all laying there. It's just our lack of faith that we can't receive. Lord, the hands have been raised, Lord, signifying needs. Lord, you know what they are. They could be anything. Lord, you're bountiful in your promises, Lord. And we just pray that you would just reach out and touch everyone. Lord, meet their needs. And if they lack faith, Lord, strengthen them. Lord, and let them have revelation, Father, that they can claim what is rightfully theirs. We thank you, Lord. Bless the service, the brother that brings your word.
Yes.
Lord, may every phase just be glorifying you. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Karen? Ask if you come.
Understands the words I speak from my heart. though I say I love you. Still it doesn't seem enough to tell him just how I feel. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh,
His love.
Yes.
What can you do but praise him?
Yes.
Let's stand together.
Glory
to God. Sing a chorus, only believe.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Only believe. Love him.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to his name. He's so precious. While you're still standing, let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, it's so good to be here this evening. And thank you, Lord, for the desire that's drawn each and every one of us here. And Lord, as we've come around together around your precious word, and Lord, though the things you lay upon my heart, Lord, just a small text, so to speak, Lord, but Father, maybe it was meant to help and strengthen someone, whether here or someone listening. Lord, your word is inspired. And Lord, you knew exactly when you penned every word in this Bible what it would do for a true believer in their heart, Lord, at each time and season that it was needed. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon your word. And Lord, bless our hearts to the hearing. And Lord, may something be said to strengthen or encourage, Lord, or to help us in some way, we pray, and we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. He is so precious. Amen. While you're standing, if you would, let's turn over to Matthew, the 21st chapter and the 21st verse. We'll read a portion of Scripture. Amen. Just a little thought the Lord laid on my heart. And you know, there's so much to God's precious word. You can go hours once you start looking at something, and there's just so much quotes and scriptures. But in the short amount of time we have praying, we'll be able to pull something from these scriptures, maybe to cause us to just a little spark in to our hearts and just draw strength from them. Amen. Matthew 21:21. And this was after Jesus had spoke to the fig tree. And he says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. May the Lord bless me, where you may be seated. Amen. If you just believe what you pray for, you will receive. A lot of text, and even that little scripture, we could go for a long time. But just to catch a little glimpse this evening, I just would like to turn back to 1 Kings and read a couple examples that happened. It was written down here to
to realize that God always gives instruction. It just never fails. He provides a channel. And if we'll but get in that channel and follow His leading and follow the instructions He gives, the promises come to pass, just precisely the way He put it forth. But here in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, and just speaking a little bit about the Shunammite woman, and I know we know these things, but it's good to refresh our hearts just so it's fresh in our minds. And I'm just going to pick up here about the sixth verse where Elijah was down by the brook. And it says, "And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank at the brook. And it came to pass after a while the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land." And you got to notice as you listen to things the prophet said and as these scriptures are penned, circumstances are always happening to lead us to the next place we're moving for. You know, here he is, he's laying by a brook, the birds are feeding him, he's got fresh water, but then all of a sudden that brook just dried right up. Circumstances is allowed to happen. God allows things into our path at times and places and seasons that His will would be done. Yes. And He's working all things to the good of them that love Him, who are called according to His purpose. And it says, "It came to pass after a while the brook dried up because there was been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. And so he arose and he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, realizing who sent Elijah up there, the Holy Spirit did. And the Holy Spirit speaking through Elijah to her. Yes, she was speaking and listening to a man speak to her. But it was under the direction and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost that those words were being spoken. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. And that would have sounded a little selfish in the situation. To her, knowing the need and where she was and what she had, how that little bit must have meant for her and her son. And here's Elijah, a man that's showed up that she didn't even recognize, didn't even know at this point, just speaking to her. But yet there was something about that voice as it was being coming forth and the words being spoke, something down on the inside of her. There was just a stillness, even though she didn't recognize what was taking place. This was predestinated to happen before this world was ever formed. And it was part of God's plan to take place. And she says, After make for thee and thy son. But then Elijah says, For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not fail until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. A little different ring to it here now is coming forth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And how I want you to notice, as she followed that instruction that was given, she followed the leading that was provided to make that promise come to pass, that promise came to pass, and it wasted not. And God made sure that that was written and recorded for mine and your admonition. And in the message, Be Certain of God, Brother Branham, as he was speaking about this, and this was preached July 8, 1959, just to put this in here with it, he says, Watch the God-fearing person always willing to divide. She looked at him, he was just a little different than a lot of men. And there's something about a Christian that's different. I can imagine her saying, That voice just sounds real good to me, and she nodded her head in politeness that she would go and get some water and divide it with him. And as she started to go, she heard that voice again and said, In your hand, fetch me a little morsel of bread. Then she turned, and no doubt with tears in her eyes, she said, Sir, that's why I was out in the yard was to get these two sticks. I've just got a handful of meal and a spoonful of oil, and I've mixed it together, dressed it, and I've got these two sticks to make a fire and bake a little cake for my son and I, and we're going to eat it and die. And she looked at him, and he said, "But first, make me a cake. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you." Put God first, put his word first, put his spirit first, put him first. Instead of that, we put him last. But bring me a little cake first. And what's she going to do? See, if she's obedient to the word, she turns and starts, not knowing why she's doing it. And men and women are led by the Spirit of God sometimes to do things they don't know exactly what they're doing. He didn't say exactly, he just says, don't know they're doing. Turned and started into the house, and then she heard that voice again, that glorious word come from his mouth, "Thus saith the Lord." She knew who it was then. "The barrel will not be empty, neither shall the cruse run dry, until the day the Lord God sends rain upon the earth." Why? She was willing. She put God first. She was sure that God would do something if she held on. Many times that's the trouble strikes her home. It's a blessing in disguisement. Some people might say, "Well, you're sick. It's because you're not right with God." That doesn't mean that. Job was right with God and he was sick. But if God's testing you and putting you to the test to see what you'll do, maybe he'll let the doctor say that for a purpose to see what you would do. We are nearing the coming of the Lord, and God is coming for a church. He never asked and questioned, "Will I have a church? Will I have righteousness?" But here was the question Jesus asked, "Will I find faith when I come?" God is putting you to the test, maybe to try your faith. And all of her trouble and death at the door turned with one, "Thus saith the Lord." And she and her son Elijah eat many days from the barrel, and it never did waste, neither did the cruse run dry, because she was certain of God. And how much more today, with God's precious word that we have had revealed to us, and the time that we have had to live and to look back and see all that God has done through this precious Bible. And to see what he's done through this, all through the church ages for many. What he's done through the life of our precious prophet. And what he's done through your life in many circumstances down through time as your life has lived. Being able to see and know and to testify, God did this. And I know God's done that and I've seen him do this. What a confidence this should be building into our heart, that as we are standing at this great moment right before the coming of the Lord, a people that will be able to stand with a steadfastness and an assurance in their heart that it doesn't matter what takes place in this world, what's going on around us, what's taking place, God is going to keep his word right to the letter. Amen. And how it ought to bring such a consolation to our hearts. But it takes that obedience to God's precious word, and how the prophet told us full obedience to the entire word of God entitles us to that token. And how as we... each one of us are facing different circumstances. Each one of us are in a different spot in life. And only God knows our heart's desire. You know, God knows what's really longing within me. He knows what my true hunger is, where my true feelings lie. He knows if I really deep down truly want to serve him with all that's in me. He knows if there's a small spark. He knows if there's something working inside of us. He knows. And he knows when we're willing to trust him. He knows when we're willing to forget that the promises that he's laid here for us. But as these examples that I'm just renewing our mind back to is just to show us that if we will but take him at his word, if we'll but follow the instructions he's given us, his promises unto you and to each and every one, as many as he has called to this place. Amen. But here in 2 Kings, if you want to turn, you can. It's 2 Kings and the fifth chapter, and just pick up just a little bit here, speaking about Naaman. But it's sometimes God leads us down different paths for his fulfillment. And sometimes it's not always to our thinking of how it ought to go. And this is a good instance of someone as they came looking for healing and the situation that he had a need. And we know the situation, how that one king, Assyria, sent him down to the king of Israel. And I'm going to pick up here at paragraph 8. And it says, and it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." And so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Naaman would have been a little bit of a man of importance at this point in place and time with where he was. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him. He didn't even go out to him. He just sent a messenger to him and said, "Go wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." Signs, great show. You know, sometimes that's what people's looking for. They expect to go into a prayer line, they're going to get prayed for, and there's going to be a great shouting, and all this is going to take place, and they're going to get their healing. Sometimes that's the way God works. And sometimes it's just that simple. Go do what I told you, and hold fast to that promise, and watch me fulfill the promise, and watch God place it right in time. He says, "But Naaman was wroth, and he went away, and said, 'Behold, I thought,'" let me drop down 12th verse, he said, "'Are not Abana and Pharah, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?' So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, wash and be clean?' And then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh come again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, 'Behold, now I know there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant.'" But when he followed precisely what God had said to do, this Holy Spirit speaking through the word to him, through the mouth of a servant, he went out there and told him, give him the instructions, "You go that route, it'll come clean." And oh my, how each one of us should be so readily to take God at his precious word. How it should strike our hearts in great for whatever we have need of. He promised us the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Maybe I see a need in my life for that, and maybe I'm crying out for that. Maybe I'm reaching out for that, but God's left us instructions. And oh my, may we follow it. Let's go here to John, the 9th chapter, if you wish to turn with me. Just a few examples, just to put into our hearts. John 9. Make sure. Amen. I didn't put a marker in it. Let's back up to Luke, the 5th chapter first, and catch this. Luke, the 5th chapter, and this is, we'll just begin at the first verse, very simple. We've heard this many times, but just, "And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw 2 ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of them ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down, and he taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, 'Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught.' And Simon answering said unto him, 'Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they enclosed great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, and when the other ship that could help, then they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he was astonished at all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken." But I want you to look. Jesus knows. He knows every circumstance. He's provided every channel. He's made the way for us tonight. We sit here as individuals. We come in, something draws us. We're sitting here under this precious word. I'm just renewing your mind to these things, but God's got a purpose in every place and time that we come together. And somehow, if we would but just catch the simplicity of taking God at his word, if we could just truly come to that place to believe him. We sing that song, "Only Believe." All things are possible. If we would but just know in our hearts, without a shadow of a doubt, "Lord, I have come, your provided way channel. I have done, Lord, what you have instructed me to do. And I'm going to stand here, Lord, and hold my testimony fast until you fulfill the promise, whatever it may be that I'm needing or waiting on in my life, till you deliver it. Amen. And I'm not going to waver, Lord, in your time. Oh my, if we would just let the Holy Spirit dip that into our hearts. Over in here in John, the 9th chapter now. John, the 9th chapter. And the first verse. Amen. And here's just another example to put place into our hearts. And Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh with no man can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Just think of God's provided way. He could have healed him instantly. He could have said, receive your sight, and his eyes would have been open. There was no need for the mud. There was no need for the mixing it and putting it on his eye. But there was a purpose. God had a purpose in every phase taking place, precisely the way that it went right here. And he says, and he went his way, and he came seeing. And the neighbors, therefore, they which were before him, seeing that he was blind, and said, is this not he that sat and begged? And some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. And he was declaring, I am he. He anointed my eyes with mud and told me to go wash, and I did, and I see. Look at the phases that it took place, and look what God did to declare himself to us and to show plainly he is a rewarder. Obey me and watch the results come. Look how many times through the prophet's ministry here, the prophet in those healing services would call out to different ones, you go do this and you watch the promise take place. Repent of this, God will heal you. You get rid of that, God will move. And many times those people would come back testifying, I did what you said and God healed me. And some, they went away and didn't take his healing. They did not get their healing. Yeah. Many times he say that on the tape, they're going to miss it. They don't believe me. They don't believe what I'm saying. It was just God speaking through his mouth. The same as it is each time someone gets behind this desk with God's precious word and renewing your mind to it, we're just a voice, but it's God speaking to us as individuals, yeah, declaring to us, this is my word. Take me at my word and watch me fulfill the promise. Yeah. Not the man up here on the platform, but watch me, God, the great I am, yeah, the beginning and the end. I will fulfill my word in your life as a person, yes, and bring it to pass in your life. It's not for everyone, but to the individual, yeah, that word is spoken to. Amen. Let's turn here now to, let's go ahead and go to Acts 2:38. And read a promise that was left us. The Holy Spirit speaking through Peter here on the day of Pentecost. Just very familiar, but felt pressed to read this with this tonight. And he says here in Acts 2, and we'll start about the 37th verse. And now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sin. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For this promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And all my, and it said in the 44th verse, and all that believed were together and had, let's see, 41. And they gladly received his word, were baptized the same day, and were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayer. And fear come upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common. sold their possessions and goods and parted them all to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I want you to look at that. They partook of that promise, and God fulfilled his word to them. The same as he's done time and time again for many that have taken that promise to themselves and received it personally. Hallelujah. He said, if I would repent and be baptized, I would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. This promise to them as an individual, it's a personal affair. It's not to a group, but to the individual that will receive that promise and take that example. God will fulfill his word to that individual. The prophet said here in the Patmos vision, this was preached December 4th, 1960. He said, like in other words, I'd like to say Jesus Christ promised in his word that if I would repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, I shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The first thing for me to do is repent. If it's revealed to me that that's true, then to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then the result is I'll receive the Holy Ghost. If I am sick and he promised me, if I would believe and have the elders of the church anoint me in oil and pray over me, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Lord, I believe. I'll follow your instructions. Let the elders pray over me. Anoint me with oil. That settles it. Just go on. It's all over.
Yes.
And you say you don't feel any difference, though. He says, oh, you say you don't feel any difference, though. Jesus wasn't born when God slayed him. He says, you don't feel any difference, though. He says, Jesus wasn't born when God slayed him before the foundation of the world, when he was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. But in God's own mind, he was already done. I wasn't here then either, and neither was you. But in God's book, if our names was ever there, it was put on there before the foundation of the world. And when God says anything, it has to take its place. And so when you meet God's qualifications, just remember, God will manifest himself and take care of the rest of it. You just go ahead. It's a finished work. Oh, isn't that wonderful to think? Just tell God said, you do this, and I'll do this. Well, if I go do this, he's got to do that. And the devil say, see, he delays. That don't make any difference. Daniel prayed one time, and it was 21 days before an angel ever got to him, but he wasn't discouraged. He knowed he'd come anyhow, so he just waited till he got there.
Yes.
And how, if we are predestinated, if there is a seed laying down in the inside of our hearts to be the one to fulfill any of God's word that's laid out here, these promises, if we take it as an individual and know that it was spoke to us, just stand still and hold fast to what he has said. Follow the directions he's given us. Wait in the Holy Spirit, and in his time, he will bring that promise to pass in your life to his glory and to his honor, and it'll bring praise to his name. But oh my, we need to wait upon the Lord and wait for that time. But oh my, he sent someone here, just as that little Shunammite woman. He knew she was going to be there. He knew the situation. He sent that prophet there at the right time to say, you bring me that cake and that little, and the, make me that little cake and that barrel won't waste. It's God has the same plan for each and every one of us as individuals. He knows the right time, he knows the right place, and he knows the right word to speak that will catch the attention of that little seed wherever it's laying, and in due time it will come to life. It cannot be held down, it will reproduce exactly of its kind in his season. Amen. Well, let's turn here to Hebrews, the 6th chapter. We'll read this. Hebrews 6. And we'll just start here about the 13th verse of the 6th chapter of Hebrews. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained a promise. You think about that. He patiently endured for 25 years for that promise to be made manifest before him.
Amen.
And to see it take place. But he was strong in faith, giving praise to God.
Yes.
Oh my, may that truly be the ring in our hearts. the promise, the fulfillment of what's been promised, what I know God's revealed to me, I may not see it yet. Maybe I need a healing and my limb is not made whole. Maybe I got a problem in my body and it still seems like it's not healed. But if God promised it and it anchored in your heart and you followed the precision of His word, you hold fast to that and watch God bring it to pass in your life. He will fulfill it in time. Yes. But may we be patient. May we patiently endure till He fulfills the promise. Because sometimes it doesn't happen in our time frame as we may think it should happen right now. Yes. We need this to take place. Oh, it needs to be here. It needs to be there. God knows the exact timing for something to take place. Yes. To catch the attention of something over here. Or to make this fall into place. God's timing is precise, as we mentioned a few services ago. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. This is in the Message of Paradox, preached January 17th, 1965. Paragraph 112. And when he was ready to obey God to its fullness, he caught his hand and he said, Abraham, there was a ram hooked in the wilderness as he was about to slay Isaac as he had went up there. He says, with his horns on top of that mountain were the lions and the wolves, the hyenas, the jackals, the great ferocious beasts that eat sheep. And then he was way up on top of the mountain where there was no water. How did that ram get there? Abraham had picked up stones all around to build an altar. But there was that ram. Anyhow, it was a paradox. And any man that believes God or woman and takes him at his word, no matter what the situation, God will perform another paradox to keep his word. For Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh. The Lord has provided for himself a sacrifice. He still can cause a paradox to happen. He can do that this afternoon. If you'll just take him at his word. A Daniel from a den full of hungry lions. How could it be that a man on a group of hungry lions stayed in a cave with them all night without any harm? The angel of the Lord, unseen to anyone else, was standing there. It was a paradox. Something had to keep that lion from getting to him. And when the Hebrew children went into the fiery furnace, that's against all scientific understanding in that great age. It was unscientific for a man to be thrown into a furnace. And that was for them men taking up their perished, and they fell into the furnace and lived in that furnace a while, and the only thing it did was loose them from their shackles. That's a paradox. It's unexplainable. It's unreasonable. But yet it's the truth. Amen. And may that truly be the confidence that we find. Lord, I know this is the truth. The promises that are laying right here. Amen. That you promised me as an individual. You would never leave me nor forsake me. You would provide my needs. And you would be there when I called.
Yes.
He's ever listening, waiting for that person, that individual, to reach out and say, Lord,
Amen.
I take you at your word. Lord, tonight that promise you made is for me, Lord, and I claim it. By your holy grace. Amen. I pray you can take a little something from God's precious word this evening. But may we truly lean upon Him more than we ever have. And realize His grace is sufficient for every need that we have. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Glory to His name. Could we just sing that little chorus, How Great Is Our God? I know I sing it a lot, but it's just something I like. Amen. How great is our God, how great is His word, He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea.
Yes.
And He said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me.
Sing it again.
How great is our God. How great is His word.
He's
the greatest one. Mighty Red Sea, and He said, I will lead you.
put your trust in me. Hallelujah. Amen. I couldn't help but think something struck me. Just think of Brother Timothy's subject now. And think what he was saying. How these people, he brought out the scripture, they done what he said. Right? Whatever the God's prophet said, they obeyed. They did it. And for some reason, it just struck my heart really just in a wonderful way. Now, if there's anybody here seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or anybody would maybe listening in, seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, what did the prophet say? And we know the token is the Holy Ghost, right? All right, it's the life of Christ coming into you. Full obedience to the word of God entitles you to the token. Oh my. Again, type shown, he showed if you do what God said do, God keeps his word. Is that right? Amen. So that's why you want to do the best you possibly can while you're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Obey the word. I know I got ridiculed by mentioning that quote. Been a while back. Because the person without no revelation, carnal understanding, sit there and said, oh, now you're just trying to make people do what the word said do, and they'll be living the life of Christ. Never said anything even close to that. But the prophet was showing us, if we fully obey the word of God, the best of our ability, as we're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God will give you that Holy Ghost. He looks to see if you're obeying him. Simple as could be. If he says that you should do this, then you're doing it the best you possibly can. Even though your desire may not be quite right, but you are trying to do the best you can. You're praying, you're seeking him, you're obeying the word of God. If he tells you to stand upside down on your head, you do it. You're obeying his word. You see? It entitles you to the Holy Ghost, a token. Full obedience to the word of God. If he says to be here, forsake not to assemble yourselves together, then you be here every time you possibly can. If you're seeking that Holy Ghost, God sees whether you're really meaning it or not. If you're not even trying to do what he said, he's not even interested. You see? Because we're showing we're not interested. When he sees we're interested and we're ready to invest into it with all that's in us, then he's ready to invest. So, full obedience to the word of God. You'll just listen to what Brother Timothy brought tonight in the scriptures. Full obedience to the word of God will entitle you to that token. You do everything you possibly can. Yes. You live as best you possibly can. Don't get involved in things of the world. Be not partaker of another man's sin. None of those things. Yeah. It'll be hard because your desire isn't there yet. But you're trying the best you can. And God notices that. So, we really are seeking the baptism of the Ghost, show God that you are. Call on God for his mercy and grace. Because I'm telling you, it's going to line up so wonderful to the change of these bodies. I've seen something this week as I've been studying. It's just so tremendous. So wonderful. It's such a powerful thing to have the Holy Ghost. No wonder the prophet said, without it, you'll never go in rapture. Oh, my, my, my. It's so important. And just think of the messages as they're coming. As the Holy Spirit's renewing our minds back to these things. Even tonight, there's a reason for it. God has a purpose for it. So I trust you paid attention tonight, what our brother brought. Because it all is gelling together. And one great big glove, it's going to all fit together. And as the prophet said, we sung about grace tonight, amazing grace, his love. The prophet said it's going to be God's amazing grace that'll take you in that rapture. Oh my, truly will be if you see what he's doing. Amen. I really enjoyed that tonight. Like I said, I couldn't help but to think. think of that, you know, and how it fit right so together. Maybe you don't see it. I don't know. But I see it. I'm so thankful I do. And so thankful by God's grace and just paying attention to what he was saying and how those scriptures all fit together. It just was all fitting together so beautiful. So we're thankful for that. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we are so thankful that you give us the opportunity tonight to be here and to gather around the Word of God and how it's been so special to us. And Father, we know you're dealing now with the election. And that's the only thing you're dealing with, Father. Everything else will be impersonations put on, just all kinds of things, Lord, and to be offline. But Father, we realize you're dealing only with the election now and you're getting her ready to be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye. And Father, we ask that you just continue to reveal your word to us and make it more real, more alive to us. And Father, may we be showing you that we are interested. As we came in here tonight, I trust that we've showed you that we're very interested in what you have for us and what you're doing in our life. And where's my life fit in with the message tonight? Lord, what's it mean to me as an individual? Lord, that's what you're looking. You're looking in every man, woman, young person's heart. And Father, you know what we want in life. For Father, if we seek first the kingdom and your righteousness, all these other things shall be added unto us. Father, it's not we're here seeking these material things in life. These things will come as you permit it, Lord, and as you bless. But Father, our main desire is seeking first you. You to be in our life. You to be in control of our life. That's what we want to see first. So we ask that you would bless us now, again, as we part from this place. And Father, work on us, Lord. Oh, God, let us maybe during night raise up out of our bed and be dealing with us, Lord. Special way. May you rise up in the morning, you're dealing with us, Lord, and the Holy Spirit just wooing us, and oh God, just getting a hold of us in a special way. So we did, that's what we want, Lord. Oh God, we just want to do everything you want in our lives. Bless us. Bless those who can be here tonight, and bless them for their effort being here, and those that couldn't be here. May you just meet the needs in our lives also. Father, we just trust that you'll help us in every step of life now. So we ask this through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I love him. Do you? Amen. Then go serve him with all that's in your heart. The days are numbered. It's getting closer. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you.